lightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
Welcome to Let's Find Out. That was William Vitalis with Open My Eyes to the World. The purpose of Let's Find Out is to serve the higher good. Let's Find Out brings you viewpoints of how to grow within. The goal is to assist you in manifesting your desires in your daily life, to bring to you the concept of truth, that we are all intrinsically connected to the one source that empowers you to manifest your life's purpose, as well as your life's vision. Along the way, your spirit will heal, grow, and prosper when you connect to your blessed higher self. The universe is expanding, and all of us must begin to tune in as we join our mind, body, and soul to the higher energies that are now available to us. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out helps you to establish a link for that purpose. The ultimate desire of the human consciousness is to connect with our blessed higher self, our angels, and our guides. They help us along the path of life. The wave of the new fifth dimension energies, the double helix, is now helping you to manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and helps to strengthen us and guide us to be able to give just a little bit more of ourselves. Take the time to get quiet, to close your eyes, and to go within. Meditate as often as you can throughout the week. Who can predict the messages that will come to you? Now you can know the joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands as you just sit still and listen. This new energy, the double helix from the fifth dimension, is always stronger during the holiday season, the season of magic, joy, sharing, laughter, and love. Let's Find Out wishes you a fabulous holiday with a successful and joyous 2018. Happy holidays and Happy New Year to all of the Let's Find Out and BBS Radio listeners. Now, let's listen to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. Well, good evening, everybody. My goodness, I cannot believe that it is the weekend before Thanksgiving. We're already going into the holiday season. But you know what? I kind of like Thanksgiving. I know that Thanksgiving isn't necessarily a moneymaker for all of the stores, but it's quiet and it's loving and it's sharing with others, whether they're homeless, whether they're the elderly, or whether they're your dear family and loved ones. Thanksgiving is a special time because it's when we feel gratitude, when we give thanks for all that we have, and when we really raise our eyes upwards and thank the energies for having us be able to have this wonderful time together. And sometimes it isn't so wonderful, but really it is a wonderful thought and a wonderful holiday. Kind of one of my favorites. I think that they shouldn't do anything with Christmas until after December 1st. They've already put the tree up where I live here in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And I really thought that was a little early this year. So tell me what you think. This is a call-in show. We're going to be talking about the next 2 years and what's happening as we go into 2020. It's not going to be easy. We have a total change of energy coming at the winter solstice as Saturn leaves Sagittarius, free-loving, laughable Sagittarius, and moves into Capricorn. That's get your feet on the ground and plan ahead and take it a step at a time. It's a very realistic sign. And Saturn, which is the hand of the Father, is at home in this sign. It means you have to have discipline and focus in order to go ahead. So let's see what you think. To call in to the show, where's that number? I'm sorry. I will get to it. Meanwhile, we're going to talk about what's going on in the world. We have so much going on in the world. Things are certainly changing rather quickly. the new millennium and these 10 years have brought us a way of treating disasters. Major decisions have had to be made. We've had horrible weather, as well as the possibility of World War III. As time goes on, the more perverse the world seems, with the sliding recession and the orange and red terrorist alerts, the more dangerous it seems. Are we living in a fear-based world, and is it getting worse? Where's the light? The light seems to no longer shine in our lives. This is the time to truly cling to the divine, to desire your inner peace and yearn for our Creator so that we can accelerate our ascension process and rise above all that's happening. The call-in number is 888-429-5471. That's the number that you call with your questions. It's a different than the number that you listen to. In order to listen to VBS Radio Station 2 at this time, that number is 605-475-1600. But if you want to call and ask me a question, Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, the call-in number is 888-429-5471. When I was a little girl, I had the fortunate experience to go and stay with my grandmother for a year. My grandmother was born in Maine, and her mother was part of the Pembos Indian group up in Maine, and she really knew about nature. She was a shaman. She worked with the earth and the ground and people. And she told me many things that year. She started training me for this work that I'm doing. But she told me some things, and she said, never forget it. Never take the chip. And you know, they're beginning to talk about the chip now, and some people are getting chipped. Do not allow yourself to take the chip. We are going to be taken over in the country. She said the yellow would rule the white. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to come to America and be in Washington, D.C., but it certainly can mean that they are taking the next big step to dethroning our dollar and taking away our number one spot in global currency. This could happen. So there's a lot going on, and what are we doing to rise above it is the question. I do have a caller, and her name is Leah. She's from Montana. And your birthday, Leah, is August 30th, 1949. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What can I do for you?
I would like to know, first of all, if there, because I've been trying to pray and hold on and make things better, but is there like an overlying, like a energy that I really, that's really going against me, such as like a psychic attack,
it's
just so hard to overcome, you know? I just like to know if there's anything like that, like in any spells, psychic possession, or anything that's beyond my control right now? Yes.
It's not psychic possession. It's a dark energy. It's a lower frequency than the higher frequencies. And we're struggling with it. We're struggling with it because the frequency that's high, the fifth dimension energies, have never been here before. And so nobody's familiar with them. In the meantime, the darker energies have sped up to bring you down, to take you by the ankles and pull you back onto earth and probably smack you around a little bit. That's what's going on. We're having a war of the worlds as well as a war with people in the world. So the invisible forces can feel just as tough. The way out is the way in. I tell people to play Ardas, the music of Ardas. It's on the Crimson series, and it's number 6. It's A-R-D-A-S, and it means prayer beyond prayer. And if you listen to that, you will be able to meditate because it will lift away all of the negative energies. There's also a wonderful musician by the name of Richard Shulman, and we will be ending this show with his music. His website is richheartmusic.com. And there's two H's, richheartmusic.com. And he has written wonderful ascension music that will take your heart away.
and will make you realize that you can step back and not be a part of all of this worry, fret, and disease-producing energy. It's really very dark. So how are you doing that for yourself, Leah?
Well, I don't sleep well at night.
And
we're not sure about the energy in this apartment building that I live in, and the people here. Yes.
You cannot blame the apartment building for not sleeping well at night. You can blame your space, and it's not clear. It's that simple. So you clear it. You clear it with sage, and you clear it with frankincense, and you clear it with the toning that I'm talking to you about. How late do you eat? Do you eat past 6 o'clock at night?
Oh, yeah, sometimes, yes.
Okay, you can't do that. Not anymore. You really, the latest that you should have any food in your system is 7:30 p.m. Not any later than that, because you won't be able to sleep. And that's because your body is reacting to everything that's going on, and sometimes it can't digest the way that it should, and it will keep you up. Also, you need to drink more iced tea, more of your sports drinks or your water. You need to really aerate yourself. Do you do any walking?
Yes. It hurts because I had, but I try because I had this liposarcoma removed from my thigh,
and you can certainly do stretching.
Yes.
You have to do the stretching. Do a little Tai Chi. Just swing your arms over to the left with your hip, bend your knees and let your hips swing, and then over to the right. You have to keep limber, and you have to keep moving if you want that to heal. And talk to it. Put your hand on it. Bring the energy in through the palm of your hand onto that wound or whatever it is. And stay with it for about 5 minutes and feel that energy come into your leg. And just trust that it will spread through your leg and begin to heal what needs to be healed. Now, is this your right leg or your left leg?
Left.
Okay. So the left leg is women, softness, and afraid to go ahead in the world. So now you need to go to your mental emotional and ask yourself, what am I afraid of and why am I so terrified or blocking my going ahead in the world? You need to ask yourself that question and see what comes through meditation, because you could be very surprised.
Very what?
Surprised.
Oh, now, okay. It's interesting because I had breast cancer in the left side too.
Female energies. And you may have had to work harder in this lifetime or feel that you're not competing enough or earning enough, whatever it is, you have to let it go. You are a Virgo. Virgos are about to have a very nice time. As soon as Uranus moves into Taurus, and that's in March, you'll have your trine in Earth. You're going to have Saturn in Capricorn. You're going to have your Sun in Virgo. You're going to have Uranus in Taurus. That's going to bring you values. It's going to bring you a higher consciousness. It's going to bring you more of a selection in your friends, and it's going to bring you more funds.
Oh, that's good. All right. I'm having a hard time communicating with somebody that I've poured out a lot of love to, and then it's just like a heartache right now.
I've been expressing myself
and daring, you know.
Leah, it's not a heartache when somebody starts to leave your life. You have to let them go. If they come back, it's fine. But you cannot hang on to and try to make right all that you put your energy into. You have to say, I honor you. If you do not wish to communicate with me, then I honor that. And you allow yourself space. You allow yourself the space. You allow him to go his own way. You allow yourself the space to reorganize. One of two things will happen. Either it will straighten out and your lover will return, or they'll move on and you'll move on. But the whole key is to honor their decision. Don't fight it.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Sorry about this deep cough.
Thank
that's all. And I'll let you go. I don't know what this deep constant cough is. It's horrible, but it must be the energy situation. I will let you go. I'm sorry to take so much time.
Thank you. Okay. I wanted to get on with what we're talking about tonight. And we are going to be talking about what is ahead in the world. What is ahead? Now, Nostradamus has given many dire prophecies, and we're all waiting to see if it unfolds. The time is coming when we must keep our mind only on the divine and on this higher energy and on working at bringing that energy into our body through our spine every day. There is so much chaos going on everywhere. Look at the weather. Look at the hurricanes. Look at the devastating fires. All these things are happening in certain pockets of the United States, Puerto Rico, the islands, and other countries as well. The other countries are going through a migration problem. This is upset. This is turbulence. And all of this has to happen in order to dig out and burrow out all of the imbalance, darkness, and cruelty that's going on and bring us to a place of peace and love. You have to focus straight ahead and upward. Keep your mind on the divine, and then you will begin to unfold all that is coming to you. 2018 is going to be a wonderful technology year, and it can also be a hard-working year for you to manifest that which you want to bring into your life. Now, some people have had endings, and they're sitting around saying, okay, what's next? I don't have a job. My family has broken up. I'm low on money. There's got to be a reason for all of this. There has to be a reason. Every single time something happens to throw you off base or to disturb the status quo. And indeed there is. You don't know what it is and I don't know what it is, but the divine does know. So keeping your spine and your chakras flowing and your spine filled with this energy is key. Prepare yourself by going within so that nothing bothers you, so that you're like on the outside looking in. It's like you're at the top of a mountain and you're about to go down the other side into a brand new village with a brand new purpose. But now you're watching what's happening and you're seeing all of this craziness and chaos and everything happening around you, and you're observing it and you're learning from it. You don't have to react to anything. Keep the white light around you and stay strong. Which path will you walk? Whose side are you on? Materialism or the divine? You have to make a decision, and you have to make it now. And you really need to make whatever this decision is before the 21st of December. That's the winter solstice. And that's when Saturn changes from Sagittarius into Capricorn. You've made a decision, perhaps. You want to be a light worker and you want to work for the higher good. Should you continue your worldly ways or working your job or doing that which you don't like? Or will you make the steep climb up this mountain to the fifth dimension? I had somebody today that I was counseling about being a nurse and wanting to be a Reiki master or an energy worker. And I explained to her that she has to have her foot in both worlds for a while. It's time to finish up your worldly duties and keep your responsibilities as you open up to perhaps new things that are coming ahead of you. You've got to stay with the old. You have to love it. You have to bless it. And you have to be thankful that you're able to bring money home to fund your daily living costs. In the meantime, start learning and moving in a new direction. Take some courses. Read some books. there's wonderful things online that will help you to open up to that which you need to. Maybe you need to go on a retreat or go on a week's training course, whatever it is. Focus on that and focus on what you can do to improve your mind, your body, your nervous system, so that you don't react in the old way and you're not always doing those words, shoulda, woulda, coulda, if. I give thanks for that which is mine. I give thanks that I'm here. I give thanks that I'm safe. And I give thanks that my life is in balance. My life is in balance now. I would like it to change, and I expand into the awareness of creating that change. But everybody thinks that we're at McDonald's and everybody thinks you can drive through, pay your $5 and get what you need. No, 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 no. Not in the world that we're coming into. These next 2 years are going to create many changes, and nothing will be the same as we go into 2020. Not only are we going to have devastating weather, but we are going to have devastating countries. Powers will change. Focus will change. Values will change. For example, I do know that fuel prices will be going up next year, probably to about $6 a gallon. And that, of course, is because of what happened in Houston. But for years, I have been warning people to get out of Houston, to get out of Miami, to get out of San Diego. I know they don't want to listen, and you may think that I'm the crazy lady down the block, but the conditions will be such that it will be very difficult to continue being there. The ocean is coming in 5 miles over the next 2 years, and the three rivers, the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio rivers, are coming together. And as they come together, what's going to happen is there's going to be flooding and displacement, of course. That's normal. So that where we had land and property, we're not going to have land and property anymore. As a matter of fact, there's many, many, many places along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers where they never should have built housing in the first place. And that, of course, includes New Orleans. So watch as it happens. This has been predicted for years. It was predicted by Nostradamus. It was also predicted by Edgar Cayce. I just want you to know that you're listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce. If you want to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. The period of history known as the Harmonic Convergence was defined by Jose Argyros as the point at which the counterspin of history finally comes to a momentary halt and the still imperceptible spin of post-history commences. It was in the fulfillment of the prophecy of Quetzalcoatl, known as the 13 heavens and 9 hells. The prophecy stated that following the ninth hell, humanity would know and experience an unprecedented new age of peace. The hell cycle ended on August 16, 1987. The harmonic conversion began on August 18, 1987, and the next day and on. Thus began the projected 25-year culmination of 5,125 cycle of history, as well as a 26,000-year cycle of evolution, both slated to end in 2012. And indeed, they did end in 2012. What was the gift of 2012? Does anybody know? It wasn't devastation. It wasn't Yellowstone falling into the volcanoes there. It wasn't the Earth spinning off on its axis and going through the galaxy. It wasn't any of those things. What was it? It was subtle, it was quiet, and it was peaceful, as it should be, as it will always be when you trust in the divine. Quiet, sudden, and peaceful. It was the emergence of a new energy called the double helix that is now coming from the center of the fifth dimension. This is a healing energy. And the first thing that it does is disrupt that which is not in alignment with it. If you're not in alignment with this energy, that's the end of you. Bye-bye. whether it's a building, whether it's a volcano under the ocean, whether it's a community or a country. There has to be this upset before we can finally get to the point of where we can walk ahead with calmness, assurity, love, and comfort. The masters say, children of God, have you not suffered enough under the evil spells which come in many guises of intellect, modern living, education, chemically altered foods, wrong life partners, or careers forced upon you by the need and fear of change, antiquated ways and concepts? These words are potent. Look at what we humans have done in our world, the only world we know. We are at the lowest ebb. If there's one more terrorist attack in the United States, we could actually lose our freedom forever. We should not go deeper into the muck and mire of our past regrets. We have to turn at once and look upward. Let go of the past. Let go of your pain in the past. Know that everything was done the way that it was done. Nothing can be changed. And as I said to Leah, honor other people's feelings. If somebody comes to you and says, I don't want to be a friend of yours anymore, and here's why, listen to them and then thank them for sharing and move on. In that way, you create a void. And you create a void so that you can bring in a new friend on a higher vibration. When love fails, it doesn't really fail. Love can leave because there's always something better that will love you more. Always. It's so hard to remember that. What we do is cling to the past, try to change it, try to bring it back again. All of that is in vain, but it's what we do. So the new way of thinking is, let it be. It's supposed to be this way. You have to move on and meet new people on a higher plane that can teach you to grow closer to the divine, that can bring you up and enhance your life. And that is truth. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're talking about ascension. We're talking about what's ahead in the next 2 years. And I'll have a few more predictions after this break. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back in a little while.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of November 20th through November 26th, 2017. If you are traveling for the coming USA Thanksgiving Day holiday, go easy if you are starting early in the weekend. This week, the Sun changes signs, moving into Sagittarius, Neptune in Pisces moves forward, and there's a nice Mercury trine which will clear your head and take you out of the doldrums or any depression. Tuesday, November 21st, the Sun moves from Scorpio into joyous Sagittarius. This brings you out of the dark Scorpio depths into a need to connect with something bigger than yourself and perhaps away from your home turf. You can begin to feel more positive and optimistic. Sagittarian energy can bring overdoing it an exaggeration. It also brings you the chance to apply hope, faith, and charity into your life. On Wednesday the 22nd, Neptune ends his retrograde cycle since last mid-June and can produce a sleepy, not paying attention energy for holiday travel. However, it does bring a new cycle of opening to your intuition and higher vision. It's easier than ever to believe that when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Mars makes a challenging square to Pluto. The USA time zones will either be asleep or just waking up under this forceful new energy, so pay attention to what you're feeling early Sunday morning. Gentle exercise would be helpful to keep this raw energy under control. Tuesday and Wednesday bring an odd combination of a hard-working Capricorn moon and Neptune slowing down to end its retrograde cycle since June 16th. This can produce a tug-of-war of energy, the I-want-to-nap feeling, while the Capricorn moon is telling you to accomplish everything that needs doing. The best thing here is to make a list to the grocery store or for your Christmas shopping. since this can be a forgetful energy. Be sure to be aware and careful of tired drivers who are not paying attention on the road through Wednesday evening. Thanksgiving Day will be busy but upbeat. The U.S. Thanksgiving holiday has the moon moving into friendly Aquarius, making star times to your gatherings socially supportive. Aquarius likes idealistic and eclectic conversations, so invite some new people to the table, or perhaps an unusual guest. Shopping days on the 24th and 25th include an Aquarius moon and Mercury making harmony with Uranus, both combinations that suggest technology sales will be great. This energy puts on a cutting edge for thinking outside the box. When we allow our minds to wander out into the universe, we bring in unusual and surprising revelations with success being just around the bend. 2018 is sure to be a year of revelation and change. This Aquarius energy continues through most of Saturday, and this is a sign of new technology and innovation. Be sure to get a hint from the others about holiday gifts if you are shopping, and get it all done before Mercury retrogrades on December 2nd. There are also pleasant travel planetary aspects for those who are driving back home or traveling back home on the weekend. And now let's get back to BBS Radio and Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. Over the past 30 years or so, I have been blessed to open up to my inner self of intuition and inner guidance, which has been a valuable and priceless gift. Mankind has always believed in unseen energies inhabiting in an invisible world of lives and existences from the other realms. Do you think you're a little bit psychic? Do you think you have a strong intuition? Would you like to learn how to open your intuition and develop your sixth sense? I have put together three books on the subject: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Developing Your Sixth Sense, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. These are my trilogy books, and what they do is introduce you to the subject of metaphysics in all of its various forms. Do you know about the chakras, the seven energy centers of the body? Do you have a meditation practice? Do you wonder about your dreams? Have you ever met your spiritual guide? Have you had an out-of-body experience, or do you know how to use creative visualization? What about basic astrology? You can begin to build your spiritual practice and open to your intuition with these three books: Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. It has been said by many parents of teenagers and young people that Book 1 really does help the younger ones begin to learn about this subject and develop themselves as well. All books are available on Amazon.com, as well as my website, new-visions.com. Pick them up. They'll always be a part of your library. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between December of 2017 and March of 2018. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home, sweet home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
Well, you know, I bet a lot of you don't know who's singing. This song came out of the 50s, and it's by a gentleman by the name of Perry Como. And I pick it every year. I just can't help it. It's probably my nemesis or my hypnosis technique to celebrate the holidays that I miss so dearly with my family and my parents. Home for the holidays. There isn't any place like home. And it's a timeless song, even though it was recorded way back in my era. My era was the late 50s and 60s. I still love it. Every time I listen to it, I feel joy. And, you know, that's what Christmas music is about. A lot of people are saying, well, should we hear it so early? They started at Halloween. No, I don't like Christmas music really starting at Halloween, because I like to enjoy Halloween and Thanksgiving and the quietness and beauty of Thanksgiving. But nonetheless, Christmas music does bring joy and sometimes a little bittersweet memories, but nonetheless, it's meant to cheer us up and to bring us happiness and hope and help us to believe, because when you believe, then you create, and when you create, then you manifest. I was talking before about ascension and about what's coming. We do have a lot coming, and this is going to be a very, very changeable year, this to 2018 that we're coming into. My grandmother told me a lot of things when I was with her for that year. She told me about money and credit cards and any form of exchange, financial exchange, will be eliminated, as well as your driver's license. Everybody is going to be forced to carry this mark to order or buy food, gasoline, clothing, and whatever else is needed. That's probably a smartphone. And they're already trying to make our cash leave. I did a wonderful story on that in the summertime, and you really should download it and listen to it. It's called Where's the Money? I will say this. The minute that our society becomes cashless, we have lost all of our freedom. And it's a scheme from the government to get back the trillions of dollars in debt that we're in. They want to take your IRA and your savings account. And if you don't believe me, just do a little research on the internet. Newborn babies are going to be given this chip. And the mark is going to pierce parts of the body. And it will not only go, they're now thinking about putting it in your finger. Not only will it do that, but it will pierce the mental, emotional, the physical, and the spiritual parts of your body. Just as they can program a computer, you will be able to program if you take this mark. Your soul will be lost forever. So you must do everything possible to protect yourself. I think in 2018 and 2019, we're going to see a lot of people beginning to live off the grid, because they realize that that's the only way that they're going to survive in the long run. This tendency, this person that's coming to make all these rules, is only going to be here for 3.5 years. It's a 7-year cycle starting on the 21st of December, 2017. So it's 3.5 years in and 3.5 years out. By the time Saturn moves into Aries, we'll be free of it. And of course, that's going to be about 2025 or 2026. Now, you know, this is what some people are calling the last days. What will happen and how will I know the last days are here? I asked my grandmother that when I was a small child, 8 years old. And she said that I would know because she was going to give me a signal. And the signal that she was going to give me was the old man on the mountain. Now, the old man on the mountain, who was carved out of granite, was located in Conway, New Hampshire, and was often called the face of God. After we entered the new millennium, his profile fell off the mountain. It was on May 6th of 2003. And that is what Grammy said would be my signal that we were entering the last days. And when you look around, it's not hard to understand that. How much longer will the Earth Mother allow her children to suffer? Is there another way? Must we have pain and suffering and war to bring us to our senses? Can't a few come forth and lead the way out of darkness and despair? Yes, I think they can, but it's a matter of changing your consciousness. For a long time, there have been healing modalities that will help you to go within and to unwind and undo the pain that you're feeling so that you can begin to accept a higher vibration, find out what your soul purpose is, and move forward. And that is definitely the focus of all of my work, all of my readings, all of my healing, is the focus of rising up out of this chaos and moving forward with ease, peace, harmony, and success as well. I have now, in the past month or so, I have developed a tea, a very special tea that you can drink that will help keep your body healed. And it's got a wonderful formula, but one of the tea leaves in it is the Tulsa tea from India, which is a holy tree, a revered leaf. So I'm going to be offering these packets of tea over the Christmas holidays. I have several things that I have designed to bring together that will help you begin this path of raising your ascension and raising your consciousness. I'm going to have the Ascension, Access in the Fifth Dimension, and Working with the New Spiritual Chakras books together on sale. I'm going to start dream interpretations because many of you will be having dreams that will be giving you messages, and you may not know how to interpret a dream, so you can get in touch with me and I'll help you interpret it. Plus, karma. The karma has been a really big hit with everybody. If I have your name, birthday, and time of birth, I can do your karma. I write it out. I tell you a little bit about your past lives, what your talents are, and approximately at what age things will happen. It's a short, written out information sheet, but along with it comes your astrological chart, which is always, always wonderful to have, because it never changes. And it's the perfect thing to give to somebody that has a newborn baby or is expecting a baby. Of course, you have to know the time of birth and hour of birth. But it's wonderful also to keep and refer to over the years as you move forward with your life. And in the Old Testament, Daniel talks about a vision long before the book of Revelations was written. Daniel talks about 10 horns and talks about how they have to be interpreted, that the 10 horns are the 10 countries of the European common market that want to break our dollar and are in the process of doing it now. Them and China and Russia are coming together to try to break the dollar as well. They will be successful over the long run. All of this is economics. It's not spiritual or religion, it's economics. There is an evil one that is going to come forward. This evil one is not going to come forth with 10 horns on his head, a tail and hooves, not a chance. He's going to come as an apparently wonderful, intelligent man. That's what the world will say. What a great idea to have the mark on your forehead or on your wrist. He's going to tell you. The mark on your forehead can even be a number that you've memorized, such as your ATM password. And the what you're holding in your hand is either your smartphone or the chip that will be coming over the next 10 years. So these are things to look out for. There's a wonderful teacher. I want to mention her. Her name is Hilda Charlton, and you can find her on the internet. Saints Alive is the book that she wrote. Her last name is spelled C-H-A-R-L-T-O-N. She was a saint, and she taught at St. John the Divine in New York City for 20 years before she passed. She passed away in 1988 or 89. It was in January, that I know. So you can learn a lot about what I'm telling you because she predicted it. Ruth Montgomery predicted it. Edgar Cayce predicted it. Nostradamus predicted it. I am predicting it. And these things are coming into focus. So that we're going to begin to close tonight. I do have one more caller. This is Carrie from New York. And her birthday is February 11th, 1963. Carrie, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for calling in. What is your question tonight?
I have a question. It's a romantic question. Is that all right?
It's supposed to be about the subject tonight. The subject is ascension.
Oh, I thought it was just calling with your worries, your concerns, and so.
You're concerned about staying right. alive the next few years. Go ahead, Gary.
All right.
What's your question?
What? Oh, what's okay. It's just about someone I work with wondering if he's interested in me romantically.
Well, there's no way I can really tell you that right now. What you have to do is book the half-hour reading, and I have to do both charts, and then I'll be able to tell you a lot.
Okay.
Okay, but you do have a change coming, Carrie, and it's for the better, and you're going to begin to notice your life uplifting around February. And remember the natural law. If he doesn't, don't worry. There's someone out there that's a lot better. Okay?
Great. Okay, thank you.
Let's find out.
Bye.
Well, I will be back next week, and I will be back with the second part of this. I can't say it enough because we are about to go through this very trying time. You know, identity theft is rampant, and they say credit cards are a nuisance, and you ought to be able to wave your hand over a machine and all the information be available. And the people will respond, how convenient. We don't have to carry money anymore. That's when you've lost your freedom. That's when the IRS and the government can hack into your computer and take all your funds, and they will excuse it away, and you'll never get your money back. Just to prove that, Belgium just lost $80 billion in a wire transfer. It's been a year, and they still haven't recouped it. You can check all these stories out on the internet, as you know. But thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with more predictions and more warnings about what's coming as we approach 2020. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time to go into our meditation. And the meditation is the 2018 Meditation for the Holidays, and it's followed by the entire track of Peace, The Still Point by Richard Schulman. Please take the time to relax, take a deep breath, and listen. But first, we'll start with Perry. Thank you and good night.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to prepare for our very special meditation from Elizabeth Hepburn. I am using this to help you make a covenant with the universe that you will be present.
There is no Christmas like a home Christmas with your dad and mother, sis and brother. With their hearts coming at your homecoming and that merry Yuletide spirit. Ringing loud and strong, follow them, follow them. You've been away too long. There is no Christmas like a home Christmas, for that's the time of year all roads lead home. Thank you.
Time for Let's Find Out Closing Meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes, legs on cross, take some deep breaths, and try to get yourself into a relaxed frame of mind. Let's Find Out is celebrating the divine consciousness which is manifested at the holiday season. May 2018 bring to you your personal spiritual awakening. Happy New Year to your heart, to your spiritual chakras, and to your new life that's just ahead. As we approach the great changes of 2018, moving towards 2020, may your heart be lifted up anew by the joy and hope so strongly felt during this sacred season. The coming of such great masters who purely reflect God's light strengthens our faith, so that we too can experience a rebirth from a matter-bound existence into the limitless nature of our soul. We are becoming free. We are becoming one. Take a deep breath, hold the breath, and just listen as these waves of energy come across you. Behold in our divine masters our own soul, our own infinite potential, to expand our consciousness and manifest it into individual lives as well as in our relationships with others. God's goodness, kindness, forgiveness, and love. The Masters show us how to live in divine energy and how to rise above the duality of this world and find peace within and be a giver of peace and love to others. By dwelling on these higher energies and striving to emulate the qualities expressed, you will open your heart to absorb more deeply the Spirit manifested in the Lord and all God-united souls. The strength that upholds the universe filled his being, and yet even greater was his humility, which allowed him to perfectly express God's will and his everlasting love. As long as we live in the confines of our ego's needs and opinions, we create barriers and separation from God as well as one another. However, when we think less of self, we become receptive to his wisdom in all the ways that it may come to us, thus expanding our understanding and compassion. As we are secure in the love of the Heavenly Father, we can become free of the need for position and outer recognition. Seek only to serve, and by doing so, we can know the joy of giving. See the divine in everyone, even those who have erred. Look beyond their human flaws and see their true self. We too can practice the loving, non-judgmental attitude that come in realizing, my God lives and flows through that soul. Every outreaching act enlarges our consciousness, but it is by going into our hearts, our temple of silence, where restless thought and emotion subside, that we can fully experience the peace that passes all understanding, the infinite love that the Christ felt, and the love by which God draws all souls back to him. Such depth and inner communication comes gradually, but each effort we make can bring our lives into a greater calmness, empathy, and closeness to the divine. If we persevere, Amma has promised us that we can attain a communion and unutterable sweetness with the infinite grace, the indescribable glory, and eternal protection. That is the priceless gift that God offers to you this week through 2018 and beyond that. May it be the beginning of a joyous soul awakening and a time to share with others. In the oneness, we all feel the embrace, the sense of joy, the comfort of love, and the oneness of everyone on the planet and off the planet. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Let's Find Out and BBSRadio.com wish a blessed and most happy holiday season to you, all of your loved ones, and all of the important people in your life.
Thank you.